Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Here we go then. Welcome to the final home time show of the year, final home time show of 2025 here on Absolute Radio. What a way to go out as well, myself and Richie in a completely empty office. It's like that TV show, The Night Manager, it or is. Whatever. It's just me and Richie. I think even the cleaners are off today.
I think so.
But we thought, we put our coats on, because we thought, we're not leaving this lot, you lot, on their own without music.
We're not.
So we couldn't sleep tonight, if that's the case.
No, and tonight is a night to make sure you're sleeping, because, you know, he's coming.
He's coming.
Now, look, it is the no-repeat guarantee until 5, because it's still, strictly speaking, a work day. Now, we know many of you may well have sloped off already by now, but there will be some, like us, like Bush and myself, who deserve medals, because you are still working right now. And this is the show to award those medals.
So there's a lot of people panicking right now, buying last-minute stuff. You've probably seen them with their sharp elbows and erratic driving or whatever. They're obviously going to shops to buy stuff off people. So people are working in the shops. Yeah. Hospitality, I think, is going to be a big thing today. A lot of the cafes and restaurants and pubs tonight. I got a kebab on the way home last night for me and Katie, kebab and chips. The guy who runs the kebab shop in Leon C said that tonight is going to be their busiest night of the year.
Wow.
Bar New Year's Eve.
Wow.
So they're working.
Who do you think's driving the trains to get people into the city centres to do their last-minute shopping and all that kind of stuff?
Not all heroes wear capes.
No,
we
exactly.
want to give you guys the credit you deserve.
So if you are working and you need that home time medal, we will give it to you on the show this evening. 8:12:15. Let us know who you are, where you're working, what your details are, and we will make sure you get that honour. Quite right to call these people heroes. Midwife Caro says a medal piece for all of the midwives, doctors and support workers working through Christmas on the Christmas Eve shift at the Princess Alexandra Hospital in Harlow. Now, that's where my Rocco was born, so a special hello to them. And I hope it's a good, peaceful night tonight.
They are amazing people. Yeah. Amazing, amazing people. Hi to Farmer Steve. Speaking of birthing, he's just carved a cow.
Very different.
He's carved a cow, and now he's back to mucking out. Merry Christmas, boys,
wow.
He says. Bet his hands stink.
And to you, Steve. Jackie is working tonight at the Swan Inn in Southampton, listening to Absolute Radio as she types.
Is that a nice shift? I can't work out whether people are well-behaved on Christmas Eve. I can't hope.
I'd say they're going to be more well-behaved on Christmas Eve than they are New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
A better one.
Louise in Scarborough says, I would like two medals, please, for my husband, Michael, and my daughter, Kate, both working for the NHS as patient transport assistants and a paramedic, respectively, both on shifts today until 8 p.m, whereas, and she's been very honest here, I've been off work all week and I'm currently halfway down a bottle of Baileys. Oh, she does say whilst chopping veg, so she's doing something useful.
We appreciate the honesty, and that's why the medals are being issued. If you deserve a medal for working this Christmas Eve, let us know. Love this. Please, shout out to Delphine, who is the vicar of All Saints Church in Staffordshire, hosting the Christmas carol service this evening.
Sounds like a cool vicar.
Yeah.
No two ways about it. And hi, this person says shout out to the Symphony North healthcare team in Burnham and Highbridge, working all day until later on tonight. You're all heroes. We want to celebrate it on the show this evening.
Bush, Richie, been working up until lunchtime today, says Rhonda, my local supermarket. It's been carnage the last few days, but I am now currently making my son Finn's 21st birthday cake for tomorrow, Christmas Day.
Ooh.
He was also born at Princess Alexandra Hospital, Christmas 2004.
There's a few of them around, isn't there?
Yeah, looks like it.
A lot of panicking. I went into a couple of supermarkets earlier on today to get a few final things. A lot of panicking going on. A lot of people running around with them, you know, those big metal trays or like foil trays that you cook a turkey on?
Yes.
A lot of running around with that kind of stuff going on. Karen's been on. She says, guys, shout out to my husband, Dave, working until 11 o'clock tonight. Dave works as an illuminations operative in Blackpool. The team are there to ensure the lights keep twinkling in Blackpool on Christmas Eve. Dave is Blackpool's premier twink. He's in charge of the lights, which is an amazing thing. When I was a kid, my mum and dad come upstairs and we had too many lights on. They would say it was like Blackpool illuminations.
There you go.
Dave can back it up. And that is from Karen. Thank you very much. What a hero he is.
Please give a shout out to Elle, who is on stage entertaining over 1,000 audience members today in the panto Dick Whittington and his musical Cat in Tenbury Wells.
We did a panto audit on yesterday's show, and we found out that a lot of these pantomimes go on until like February the 1st.
Yeah.
Who's watching a pantomime in February?
I know.
No offence, but like, who's watching a pantomime in January? I feel kind of done with it. But you don't want to do down what they're doing there, because it's a brilliant thing, obviously. Bush and Richie, Alex, Charles and Sandra at Coastal Distillery Mablethorpe. Listening to the show, still busy working on completing orders for Dam Raider Gin, Coastal Gin and Ripples of Toffee Vodka. But we can't touch a drop ourselves yet. Wishing a fabulous Christmas and New Year to everyone at Absolute Radio and all of the listeners.
I've noticed that some people are beginning to get a few medals through, basically for Christmas Eve plugs.
We're more than willing to do that. This text says, hi guys, I'm working for the NHS, driving around doctors collecting samples whilst my partner's waiting for me in the pub. Not going to finish until 7 o'clock tonight. If you're getting takeout this evening, there are a couple of bottles you don't want to get mixed up on the way back, so fair play to you.
Catherine is one of the transport heroes working Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve as a tram driver, getting everyone home safe after their night out drinking.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway. Absolute Radio.
Christmas Day tomorrow. Obviously, we know what it encompasses. Time with family, gifts to loved ones. Hopefully, a lovely time of year. But for me, there's one other part of it. Christmas Day marks the 1 week of the year, the start of the 1 week of the year, that I eat pâté.
The start of pâté season.
It is pâté season. It's only ever in the house at Christmas. I see it in the aisle when I go in the supermarket the rest of the year, near all the ham and the cooked meats, all the rest of the year, but I walk past it. I shun it. It never goes in the basket any other time of the year. But then Christmas, lashings of the stuff on toast. Bring on the Brussels pâté, I say. Ooh. Isn't it really weird to have just a food that for 51 weeks of the year, same with turkey, you don't touch the stuff, but for that 1 week, there it is in your life.
Brussels sprouts pretty similar, aren't they?
I suppose they are.
Why doesn't he get the attention for the rest of the year? So I'm obsessed with pâté. Pâté is a fascinating thing in that it's got weird names. Like, I feel like we've set our pâtés, the world. Yep. They're all named after, like, battles, aren't they? Like Ardennes.
Yes.
And the Somme and stuff like that.
Somme pâté. I've not seen that one.
But the Battle of Bunker Hill pâté. Yeah. That's kind of weird. But then also the way that you get it is kind of strange. You can either have it like a weird sausage-shaped thing, cut the end off, or you get it in something that looks like the Ark from Raiders of the Lost Ark with a little lid, plastic lid.
Yes.
I love that one. I think the reason why you only have it once a year, though, is that if you were to buy it any other normal time, you've got to be at it with pâté, because there's nothing worse than pâté that's gone all crusty at
the
end.
Goes quickly.
You have to be back at that. You know the way you wear out the laminate flooring round the fridge at Christmas? You've got to be at it. Do you know what I mean?
Do you have a particular food that really it's only, aside from obviously the Christmas staples, is there a food that is only around really at Christmas for you?
For me, only because I have a vegetarian partner, Katie, right? I normally not allowed certain things in the fridge, but every year when it gets to Christmas, I'm allowed to buy a ridiculous size pork pie.
Oh, fantastic.
I've got a pork pie in the fridge that's the size of a human head.
Really?
It's gigantic. I put it under my arm to take it out to the shop. It's like changing a tyre. But I don't know whether I'm going to get all the way through it, because I do this every year, buy a really big one, have quite a bit of it, and then just get the complete ick and think, I can't do this anymore.
And then for 51 weeks, you're getting over the ick, and then the pâté's, and then the pie's back.
It is. And I just start to have like nightmares about the jelly that goes around the outside of it. Speaking of Christmas, I have a Christmas postal dilemma to share with you right here. So this morning, a load of kind of Christmas cards and stuff landed on our doormat, along with a little leaflet from the Royal Mail, which is a note that says that someone has posted something to me, but the sender did not pay the full postage.
Oh, dear.
So I've got to go and pay £5 to get this thing back. There's no hint as to what it is. Mm-hmm. Now, the last time I had one of these in terms of a not complete postage thing, it was, let's just say it was a fan of the radio show had sent me something. They'd not paid for the postage. I walked about 25 minutes to a different bit of central London, and it was essentially a cardboard box filled with mad writings and like bunches of grass and stones. There's no other way of putting it.
But this is your home address. You would hope that that's not the case this time round.
Please let that be the case. So I don't know what it is. So it's weird, isn't it? It's like a lucky dip. Scratch card.
I've not sent you grass and stones to home.
Well, I hope not. What a terrible threat towards the end of the year. Now, here's the interesting thing. I'm thinking this is maybe a board game that's been sent. I mean, I do buy and sell a lot of board games. Hopefully not trying to buy any in 2026, you know, New Year's resolution, etc.
Heard that before.
But Muriel Gray, who is a TV personality and writer or whatever, she's been on our podcast a little while back. She posted, by complete coincidence, earlier on today, that she got a post office thing saying that they were due something that the sender hadn't paid full postage. She's gone to the post office, paid £5, and they've handed over a Christmas card where the stamp had fallen off.
No!
So do you reckon that's what it is? Because if I go down there and I'm paying £5 for someone's, you know, the way people knock out Christmas cards, turn a penny, I've been on this show slagging Christmas cards off. What a slap in the face at the end of the festive period.
Absolute Radio. Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
Special Christmas Eve extra edition of Home or Not Home Festive Special. We did this a couple of days ago. Couldn't believe how many people are kind of on the move for Christmas. So if you're not in your own house today, tonight or whatever, get in touch. You can tell us at Absolute Radio. We'll give you a shout out.
Home alone, says this text. Ooh. Partner went to work this morning and isn't home until Boxing Day. I just hope you've been left good gifts to open in the meantime.
Keep Absolute Radio on in the background. We will keep you company. Louisa says, not home. Currently I'm driving towards Clatterbridge Hospital to visit my mum, aged 87, who had a fall 2 weeks ago, broke the top of her arm into the elbow, and is sadly having to spend Christmas and New Year on a rehabilitation ward. I hope you have a fantastic Christmas and New Year, and spend it with your loved ones. Do whatever makes you happy. Louisa, pass on our best to your mum. Hope she's okay.
It's a good message in there for the rest of us as well. But yes, we echo those thoughts, Louisa. Dom says, just finished work until Monday. Turkey is in the oven for a traditional hot turkey and stuffing sandwich later. About to watch Love Actually and drink a nice Bordeaux as I'm thoroughly middle class, says Dom.
All right, Hannibal Lecter, nice Chianti.
Mitch says, home safely. I spent one Christmas Eve in A&E when I was a kid, thanks to my mum, so I'm not venturing out until it's all over.
Weird things happen on Christmas Eve sometimes, yeah. Don't they? Hyder Cole, he says, not home, taking our van up to the Highlands for a week. Booked Christmas dinner in a pub, got lots of walks planned, and as the campsite is right by a station on the West Highlands line, we're going to go on a few train journeys, including the train spotting station. And he's even sent a photo, a little clip, actually, on social media of that bit of the film, which looks iconic.
I'm super jealous. That's one of the most remote stations in the UK, if not the most remote. That's amazing.
Stay safe.
John in Bromsgrove went to Wales on Sunday to see the family, hit a pothole, punctured a front tyre, £170 later, paid for the meal, and today my speeding ticket arrived. So, having prepped Christmas dinner, I'm not sat rocking in the corner and vowing never to go Wales again. Merry Christmas to everybody. I am painting and decorating at home right now to get the room nice and lovely for Christmas dinner. Nothing I love better than eating turkey with the smell of freshly painted walls.
If ever there was, like, you know, Grok, show me a picture of panic. That's what that is. That's unbelievable.
Jason and Cody, very much not home. They are working in Darnley Mill petrol station until 10 o'clock tonight.
Wow, there's going to be last minute panicking going on there. A couple of presents maybe being bought. Let's just see. And this is an interesting text. Hi guys, sat here in Melbourne, Victoria. It's 5 or so in the morning, Christmas Day. We're listening to Absolute Classic Rock before we have breakfast. Merry Christmas to you. As Santa has been here already, and he hasn't been Mariah Carey'd, as per the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. So fair play, and glad we'd helped out.
Lovely to hear from the future, isn't it?
It really is.
How about this? Not home. I have been supporting some Amazon deliveries. I've driven through the night from Edinburgh to Leicester to do another shift, and I've still got another 15 stops to go until I am done for the night. I'm not home.
Absolute Radio on in the background will get you through it.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
A huge thank you this final show of the year to everybody who has listened to this radio programme over 2025 and been with us, because you are the best audience in the world. We really do appreciate it.
We really do. Honestly, you guys, the show wouldn't be the show without you guys. We love doing it, but yeah. Without you guys getting in touch and joining in and correcting our nonsense, there is no show. So it's a sincere thank you.
Sincere thank you, and it's just a real privilege to be able to be a little part of your, whether it's driving home or getting back from work, or some people just getting up if you're doing shifts. We really, really appreciate it. So look, have an amazing Christmas, take care of yourselves, and we'll see you in 2026 for more hijinks.